Hello and welcome to the Empress Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, known in the online space as Jess the Empress. I started this podcast to help you be present with yourself, cope with chaos, and simplify your life. I do this by combining psychology, behavioral science, and the tarot. I have a background in mental health, specifically a master's in clinical social work from USC, and I'm a professional tarot reader. So get ready to have a nurturing, creative, and empowering experience with me as we use practical magic. Hey there, coffee lovers. Are you tired of settling for boring coffee? I have a treat for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Heartwork Coffee Bar, your one-stop destination for exceptional coffee experiences. Whether you're a coffee connoisseur or just someone who appreciates a great cup of joe, Heartwork Coffee Bar is here to elevate your coffee game to new heights. A Heartwork Coffee Bar, they take pride in their craft because each batch is carefully roasted to perfection, ensuring that every sip is a symphony of flavor. From the rich and the robust to the light and fruity, they have a coffee blend for every palate. And here's the best part. For you amazing podcast listeners, Heartwork Coffee Bar is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Just use the code EMPRESS10 at checkout and you'll save big on your order. Why settle for ordinary when you can indulge in the extraordinary coffee from Heartwork Coffee Bar? Remember to use code EMPRESS10 for that special 10% discount and treat yourself to the coffee experience that you deserve. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Heartwork Coffee Bar for making today's episode possible. Now go grab your favorite mug, brew a fresh cup, and enjoy the podcast with the perfect companion, Heartwork Coffee Bar. Cheers. Hey, love. Before we get to today's episode, I want to ask you to rate and review my podcast. Giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. I love knowing who's listening and what everyone is getting from the episode, so please take a moment of your time to share your thoughts, and I look forward to reading your reviews soon. Hi, besties. Hi, friends. Welcome. I hope you're well. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I'm coming at you today, February 1st. It's about 2:30 in the afternoon here in San Diego. I just took Toro outside for a quick little bathroom break because it's been raining since like 7 o'clock this morning. And we already did one walk in the rain, so it lightened up. I was like, let's go. I had actually sat down to record this, and then I saw that the rain, well, I saw that it wasn't raining, and I was like, we have to go now. Well, let's talk. Let's talk about February. I'm going to pull some cards, and we're going to look at a few things here. So the first question I'm asking is, what is it that we are leaving behind in February? All right. The Knight of Pentacles. Okay, Toro has joined us. You can see him over here. Do you want to say hi? Can you come up and say hi? Oh, thank you. Say hi to everyone. You are on camera. Wow. Looking real handsome. Oh, wow. Your paws are wet. You don't care, do you? You don't care. Nope. As long as you get the scratches. All right. I'm going to finish recording my podcast now. I am. Can you get down? No. Fine. Thank you. Oh, all right. The Knight of Pentacles. A few things that we have been practicing to put into our life and make a routine. It's like, oh, there's less efforting, and it's just like you're doing it. So I like this a lot for what we're leaving behind. I feel like, yeah, we're leaving behind some of that efforting, some of that overthinking. Or we have to think about certain things that we want, right, in our lives. And then we have to obviously take actions to make that happen. But with the Knight of Pentacles, We get this card when we're mastering something. In this instance, we're looking at having mastered something. And I believe this tracks, especially if you've been working on something since before the new year or right around the new year. It takes like 45 days to create a habit. And while you may not be fully in the habit of something yet, you're building it. And it's not like you have to, again, constantly think about it or try to fit it into your day. You've made some space for it and things are running real smoothly. So congratulations. I think that's a lovely thing to see. For me personally, I'm reflecting on this for myself, it's the stretching. It's coming more automatically, and even something that my body is like, I want to do this. I'm feeling the call to do it, like in a way that feels more natural, and I think that's a part of the pentacle suit as well. Okay, next we're checking in with what is it that we are embracing in February. The Wheel of Fortune. Okay. Mindset is really an important thing. We know that it's not the whole piece to healing or coping with life, right? But we know mindset is a piece of it. When we have the Wheel of Fortune, it's connected to Jupiter. It expands. Now, the Wheel of Fortune, when we're looking at this from a more esoteric and just energetic perspective, the energy doesn't have an opinion on whether or not you're putting negative energy out or positive energy out, whether you're thinking negative things or you're thinking positive things. Again, it's not looking at you with a sense of judgment. But what we get in the Wheel of Fortune is this invitation to think the good things about ourselves and to maybe think the best in other people, to see the best in humanity, because this allows us to take opportunities as they're coming instead of blocking opportunities because we're doing the opposite, thinking we're the worst, thinking everyone's the worst, thinking the world is the worst. And I know that we can all oscillate between those two extremes. At least I can speak for myself and know that I definitely have times where I'm like, I love everyone. And then I have other times where I'm like, everyone sucks, you know? But when we're in the Wheel of Fortune, we have to remember that there's an ebb and flow between these two states. It's not like we're always within the extremes. And you can't control every thought that you have or every experience that comes your way, but that doesn't need to make you pick the defense and put up walls and then go back into all of the horrible catastrophizing thinking. So again, in the Wheel of Fortune, whatever we're thinking expands. It doesn't matter what we're thinking. And this is where it's really, really important in February for us to decide what it is that we want to think about. We get to choose the quality of the thoughts. Again, we don't choose all of our thoughts, but when our thoughts get away from us or when certain stories pop up that are just a bunch of nonsense, we have the option to redirect our energy to something else, something more true. So the Wheel of Fortune is like about change and understanding that there is something in the middle to be found between the highs and the lows, the goods and the bads. And you can also just like absolutely hate something that you're going through and still decide that there's going to be a rainbow on the end of it, or that, you know, horrible times don't last for forever. Like, we get to say that. There's a time limit on all of our experiences, good or bad. Same thing for our feelings. A feelings state has like an emotional life. There's an emotional lifespan, excuse me. That's what it's called. So there's the lifespan of an emotion. How long does an emotion actually last in your body? And same thing with a thought. Although we loop our thoughts and feelings, which is fine because it's just a part of being human. Again, we don't have to love that part of our humanity, but we don't have to be mean to ourselves because of that. We don't have to neglect ourselves because of that. We don't have to put up walls because of that. We can say, well, this again isn't my favorite part about being a human, but if I want to break the cycle or if I want to embrace change, part of it is understanding that this isn't going to last for forever. Boom, already embracing change, the nature of change, right? And then I think too, on a more granular level, being able to change your mind, being able to change your feelings, the inner transformation that can happen as a person. Okay, so let's talk about what it is that we can focus on mentally. What can we focus on mentally in February? The Three of Pentacles, and then bottom of the deck, the Eight of Swords. All right, well, we're going to get a little bit of a call out here to the times that we, again, start to let our mind tell us what's up, as opposed to us deciding what we want to think about, how we want to see ourselves within a larger system. Three of Pentacles, like we're working with other people, or we at least are believing that there's a purpose for us. Now, whether or not you tip into nihilism is on you. Ultimately, this is just my opinion. I don't feel like our existence has a purpose other than existence. I don't know that there is a deeper meaning to anything. I'm open to the possibility there is. But I also understand that I get to make meaning of everything that's around me, which is like that's my free will, right? Whether I do or don't make a story about it. And that purpose can be something that happens moment to moment. It can be a whole lifespan of like, this is my purpose and the one thing I want to do for forever. So I think that purpose can show up in a lot of different ways as well. But I think living is our purpose, existing is our purpose, to serve the purpose of just doing it, right? Just it's the thing that's happening, like, and it's serving its purpose just by being. I believe that about us. I don't know that, again, I have to have a mission to save the world connected to purpose. And I know a lot of people think like that. But I digress. The Eight of Swords and the Three of Pentacles don't block your connection to other people. Mentally, I want you to stay open to how you do have a purpose and that people do want your services. Even if you don't know what you're offering yet, you have to understand that you as a human, with your characteristics, you do offer something. There is something unique about you because no one grew up in your exact household with those exact dynamics around you, with the same, you know, neighborhood and neighborhood experiences and state versus, you know, global experiences. Like, there's just so many things that you bring that are so different than people around you. And when you start to remember how big the world is, you can then say, oh, wow, yeah, there is a place for me to fit in. I feel like, you know, when we're isolated, the world feels small. It feels like there's just no room for us, you know? And I think that is a manifestation of us playing small, right? Our thoughts are very small. You know, we're thinking we're insignificant. There's no point. But that becomes a trap, as we see in the Eight of Swords. So I want you to remember that there's a reason that you're here, and you get to decide the reason. If it is to create art, if it is to create love, if it is to create music, if it is to create controversy, then whatever, like, you know, there's a reason. And I think that when you go deeper into your values work, which we actually do see in the Three of Pentacles, then you can narrow in what that purpose is in a way that's a little bit more like, how can I say this? It's got a real label on it. It's like, oh, okay, for me, my purpose is tarot card reading. Okay, cool. That makes sense. You know, my purpose is to help people cope with the chaos of life. Oh, okay. And if you've plateaued in some areas, I want you to remember that you still have something to offer. And maybe you have to get out of your comfort zone in order to take your skill set, whatever that is, to a new level. But that doesn't mean that you don't have value. And, you know, value is never something that is actually given to you from the outside. It is something that you give to yourself. You decide your value. And what's interesting to me, it's like, let's be real. Our value is never up for debate. It's not. It becomes a challenge, right, to make ourselves, to put a value on ourselves when we're operating under so much competition and capitalism and all the things. It becomes hard. And we can admit that this is a hard thing for us to maybe embrace and to think about. But I don't think that just because it's hard means we should ignore it. And we're really getting that in the Eight of Swords. Look how she's bound, and look how these swords are around her, saying that the mind, the belief system, in some way has become a trap. And this is about understanding the nature of our thoughts, right? And how we can change our thoughts. But in order to change them, we need to wake up to what it is that we're thinking. And this, again, is why writing things down and talking to people about it is so important, because we can see ourselves reflected in a way that is good, and in a way that we can create the change that we're really looking for. You know, so something you can say to yourself a little bit throughout the month of February is that I have value. Without feeling like you need to go further with that statement. You don't need to figure out how you have value and how and what the physical number of that value is. You can just say, I have value. I have value. And let that be something that you meditate on. Let that be an affirmation, right? Something that you just sink into. We're planting some seeds this month here with this, which I like. So what is it that we can focus on when it comes to our emotional space? Alrighty, we've got the Page of Pentacles, bottom of the deck, the Knight of Swords. Again, another air-earth combo, earth being pentacle, air being the sword. How do you know when you're grounded? How do you know when you feel emotionally safe? How do you know when you feel unsafe? This month, you are going to answer those questions. You're going to explore that. The Page of Pentacles is giving us a real clear space to aim emotionally, at least being in the body and increasing the dedication that we have to feeling our own feelings and to taking care of ourselves, right? We have the ability to caretake ourselves in a way that we didn't get when we were kids. We might still be exploring what is it that we need when we feel a threat outside of us. And the Knight of Swords is saying, so we're going to feel a threat, but it's so important that we touch back in to our bodies and that we say, but am I actually being threatened? Using our skills to ask ourselves this question, but am I actually being threatened? Just because I feel like I am doesn't mean I am. Just because my mind is coming up with a story that I'm being threatened does not mean that I am actually being threatened. And when we start to get curious, and I believe the pages are all about that curiosity, when we start to get curious, we're already creating a sense of safety, because curiosity is connected to compassion. When people shut us down when we were kids, that's the opposite. It's the opposite of compassion. They didn't get curious about what we were feeling and what we were thinking and what we needed. They didn't get curious about how they could meet that need. But emotionally, we're feeling safe in February. We're at least touching in on the idea that we might be safe, that our skin suit might be a safe place to be. And it might be uncomfortable at times, but that doesn't mean that it's not safe, right? We're living in this body, and yet we neglect it all the time, and we do that with our mind. So again, mindset shift is just big, big, big energy in February. I like how the Knight of Swords is running into the Page of Pentacles. There's this clashing between the work, the body, and the mind. But I think that's great, because the clashing means that you're at least running into each other as opposed to away from each other. And so maybe there can be, again, some balance found between what am I feeling? Oh, I'm feeling a lot of different things, or I don't know what I'm feeling. And then saying, well, I'm curious about that. Like, we have to keep training ourselves to say, I'm curious about that. Tell me more. Being inquisitive is just so key here. I also think it's worth mentioning that this emotional state is not a place that we're meant to just be at for forever. So I don't want you to hear this and think, okay, I should always be feeling safe in my body. I should never get away from that. I should never have moments of anxiety or nervousness. No, no. Let's be real. With the Knight of Swords, it's like we're still going through some complexity. There's the clouds behind him. Okay, so we still have cloudiness in the mind. We still have the fog, the confusion, the things, the fear, the unknown. It's all there. It's not going anywhere. That's not the point. The point isn't it's not about making it disappear. It's just about understanding your relationship with it in a way that you're not getting into fight or flight. You're like, okay, I've got this. Or if you do find yourself in fight or flight, you can pull yourself back into your body. You can remind yourself that you're safe, and you can ask yourself, what do I need? And then do that thing so that way you can continue to respect yourself. And then lastly, what are we going to consider with our actions in February? So we have the Knight of Cups. And then bottom of the deck is the Ten of Pentacles. Well, pentacles are a big theme. So we're talking again about our meat suit. We're talking about behavior. The way that we're acting. We have to keep dedicating ourselves to acting in a way that reflects our values and that reflects our most highest self. The Knight of Cups is all about the commitment to the spiritual development of the self. And the Ten of Pentacles, it's giving like, just stay committed to the work that you're doing. We're going back to the Knight of Pentacles here. We also have the Wheel of Fortune again, and I feel like actually this deepens what I talked about in the beginning, that our mindset could maybe be shifting towards something like, well, the work is the work, and it's Groundhog's Day, and this is getting boring, and is this having any impact? Those are absolutely valid thoughts. Like, I hear them. I have them myself sometimes. However, having those thoughts is fine. Doesn't mean it needs to stop us from doing the things that we need to do and doing it in a way that is in integrity with our soul and with our relationship to spirit, to the spiritual work that we're doing, which is, I think, just dedicating yourself to yourself, like choosing to love yourself in a real way and be really kind to yourself. So like you're giving it to yourself, you're choosing the ultimate compassion time and time again, even when like it's hard, you're tired, you don't wanna, like it's important that it still gets done because you are worth it. You're always worth it. And so, yeah, in terms of action steps, it's just more of the same. Whatever you got going on, the Knight of Pentacles, whatever habits you're creating, whatever boundaries you're setting down, meaning whatever standards you're setting that other people need to meet you at, whatever it is you're saying no to the things you're saying yes to, keep doing it. And in this, continue to actively evaluate how that is making you feel. Is it helping you stay close to your peace? Is it helping you stay close to your center? Is it helping you stay close to the things that you value and find precious? Or is it the opposite? Is it taking you away? Is it taking you out of body, making you anxious, dissociated? This is information. This is information that it will help you tighten up your ship and steer it in the direction that you want to go. Thank you so much for choosing me. I appreciate you. I hope that you have a lovely rest of your day. If this resonated with you, go ahead and drop some comments and we can chit chat. Let me know how this lands, and I'll talk with you later. Bye.